The Northern Territory Nurses Union has renewed its demands for more to be done to ensure the safety of nurses working in remote areas. A 35-year-old man has been charged this morning over the alleged assault of a nurse in a remote Northern Territory community. Last month, a national debate about the safety of remote health workers was sparked after the death of nurse Gail Woodford in outback South Australia. Sarah Everingham reports.
This morning, Northern Territory Police charged a man over the alleged assault of a nurse in the remote community of Wadare, 450 kilometres southwest of Darwin. The Territory Health Department says the nurse had been called to a house in the community to help a patient get to the clinic. Police allege she was assaulted not long after she got there. The Territory Duty Superintendent is Brendan Muldoon.
Immediately as she arrived at the address, this male has come out and attacked her. He's punched her several times, causing her to fall over on the front veranda, where he's then continued to kick her in the head and back until another resident of the address has come out and intervened and stopped the assault on the nurse.
In a statement, the Northern Territory Health Department says the nurse was assessed by a doctor after the alleged attack. It says she did not suffer serious injuries. The department says it's now investigating what happened. With the investigation underway, the department won't say whether the nurse was on her own when she went to the house. But it's one of the questions being asked by Yvonne Falk, who heads the Nurses Union in the Northern Territory.
We are taking the stand that we want the government to seriously look at putting policy out there to mandate that no nurse goes into a person's home to deliver care without a second person with them until such time that they are confident that that household is a safe place to be.
The Northern Territory Health Department says this incident will be examined as part of its broader review of the safety of remote area nurses working in the Northern Territory. That review was prompted by the death of a nurse working in the Freegon community in the APY lands in South Australia last month. A 34-year-old man is accused of her murder. The death prompted a debate about the safety of remote health workers not just in the Northern Territory but around the country. Christopher Cliff is the Chief Executive Officer for CRANA Plus, a peak body for remote health workers.
One of the simple changes that really needs to occur immediately across all sites is that clinicians should always have the opportunity, if not the obligation, to take somebody with them, another employed person who is a responsible person, when they're going to people's homes or into call-outs away from their workplace.
Christopher Cliff says health workers should not be going out alone.
The risk is about going, is about leaving your workplace and going to somebody's home where, I mean, obviously we don't know the circumstances, but where either bad behaviour or drugs or alcohol or domestic violence or there's some other sort of issue going on in that house that you don't know about. So that can happen any time of the day. So I would think that when you're doing a call-out, it's always good practice, if not essential practice, to take somebody with you.
Christopher Cliff says making swift changes to improve safety in remote areas can be complicated, but he thinks there are signs of change.
We are seeing employers increasingly taking up the challenge and working with their staff and gathering all of the information they need and then reviewing their systems to try and improve the safety and security of their workforce in remote Australia.
The Northern Territory Health Department expects its review of safety for remote health workers will be completed in about 6 weeks.
Sarah Everingham reporting from Darwin.